Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
And Tim, in your book, you outline this four-step strategy for tackling difficult conversations, and we've talked about a little of that earlier in the program, but if you would just briefly outline those steps for us, because I'm guessing we have people listening right now who are anticipating some kind of difficult conversation. Maybe in your life, you have to confront a coworker on something or have a difficult conversation with your supervisor. Maybe you and your spouse have been at odds over something and you really need to get into it with them, but do it in truth and love. Maybe it's something in your church on some committee or with a church leadership. Tim, tell us those four steps that we can go through. And I know people can get the book and go through these in detail, but if you would just briefly tell us what we should do and maybe shouldn't do.
Yeah, a thumbnail would be there are four questions that need to be asked in sequence. So the first question is simply, what do you believe about this? Now, right away, some of your listeners might be rolling their eyes, like, I know what my spouse believes about this. I know what my boss, but let them get it out there. Ask them again, hey, what do you think about our family schedule? And I want to hear what you have to say about the vision of this church or company. And listen, and only thing you do is you gather information. You just ask clarifying questions. You don't interrupt the process by disagreeing. See, some of us will ask, well, what do you believe about our finances in the marriage? And the minute our spouse says something, I stop question number one, you know, what do they believe? And now I launch into a rebuttal about what they just said, and I short-circuit the entire process. So question number one, simply, what do you believe about this? Question number two is, why do you believe this? Again, what has happened in your history, your family history, where you grew up as a child? What experiences have led you to your current conviction? The Harvard Negotiation Project says the biggest mistake we make is we trade conclusions with each other. We never share how we arrived at the conclusion. So that's question number two is, hey, tell me how you arrived at these beliefs and why you're so passionate about it. Question number three is the most important. Where do we agree with each other? Again, I can launch into five things I just heard that I disagree with, but I want to start with agreement and move to disagreement. So here are the things I heard you say that I really do agree with. I do think our family needs to address finances, right? And deep down inside, you might be saying, and I disagree with your solution to it. But start with by saying, this is an important issue I think we need to discuss. So find common ground. And then the fourth question is, based on everything I just heard, with this person at this time, under these circumstances, what is one thing I should say to this person? And sometimes, Bill, that one thing is, hey, you've given me a lot to think about. And I think I need to take some time and process. Or, hey, I just want to reiterate, I'm really appreciative of how much you care about this marriage and care about our church. Right? It doesn't always have to be, okay, when question number four comes, now I launch into my rebuttal. If the communication climate isn't strong enough, that might not be a good thing to do at the end. So basically, those are the four questions I ask in every difficult conversation. What does this person believe? Why do they believe it? Where do we agree? And then what is one thing I should say based on my history with this person?
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.